Week 7, empty seats outnumber fans in several NFL stadiums. By Warner Todd Houston on October 20, 2019. With Week 7 nearly in the history books, we're reminded that the days when the NFL could seemingly fill every stadium without much effort are also in the past. The Cincinnati Bengals welcomed the Jacksonville Jaguars to Cincy's Paul Brown Stadium, but lost to the visitors 27-17. However, fans seemed less interested in attending than many had hoped. The Chicago Bears had no excuses weather-wise because the air was warm, and the sun was shining brightly over Chicago's Soldier Field on Sunday. But the Bears still had a hard time filling seats. At press time, the Tennessee Titans were still playing but seemed to have had a bit of trouble filling seats at Nissan Stadium when the Los Angeles Chargers came to town. The San Francisco 49ers shut out the Washington Redskins at FedEx Field in a 9-0 final, but fans had other engagements, it seems. At least one New York Giants fan felt MetLife Stadium was not filled enough when the Arizona Cardinals came to town to beat the New Yorkers 27-21. The Indianapolis Colts may have beaten visiting Houston Texans 30-23, but they took a drubbing from fans wondering where everyone was. One Los Angeles Rams fan was a bit fed up with reports of the empty seats at LA Coliseum, but even more upset that the empty seats at other stadiums seemed to get less negative press. At least that LA fan was likely happy that his team trounced the Atlanta Falcons 37-10 on Sunday. Speaking of the Rams-Falcons game, Sunday's lopsided bout had to rank as the winner for fan complaints about empty seats for Week 7. Many fans took to Twitter to slam the Falcons for an empty Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.